This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Zulema Espinosa. Date of birth, February the 5th, 1960. Case ID number is 799-2123. Date of exam, October the 24th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Beacon Healthcare, PA, dated 10/5/2022, and Parkview Medical Center, dated 7/24/2015. Identifying information, this is a 63-year-old separated female with one grown child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anxiety/depression, seizure disorder, and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2013, where she worked at doing manual labor for approximately 30 years. During that time, she worked 10 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 5 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house by herself, but does have a provider. The claimant has been on disability since 2017, which is approximately 6 years, and she states that she has not recovered from any of her conditions at this time. Allegations, number one, anxiety/depression, number two, seizure disorder, number three, hypothyroidism. History of allegations, number one, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that since 1980, she has had anxiety/depression/bipolar disease. She has had suicidal ideation, but no suicidal attempts, and states that she has tried to take pill overdoses a couple of times. She states that she suffers from insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, apathy, nervousness, anxiety, worrying constantly, and states that she has seen shadows and hears voices constantly. The claimant is presently separated and did leave her husband, secondary to her husband being violent and beating up on her. She states that she suffers also from constant bad thoughts. At the present time, the claimant is presently on aprazolam, 2 milligrams, 12 hours, doxepin, hydrochloride, 100 milligrams QD, olanzapine, 10 milligrams QHS, venlafaxine, 150 milligrams QD, and hydroxyzine, pamelate, 25 milligrams QD. She has also been diagnosed with a early Parkinson's disease and has slow speech and a tremor of both of her legs. Allegation number two, seizure disorder. The claimant states that in 2000 she started to develop absence seizures but also petite mal seizures. The claimant has fallen over a couple of times and now has a provider secondary to her seizure disorder. She denies any kind of cerebral vascular accident, drug withdrawal, or infectious disease, but she has had trauma to her face secondary to a severe dog bite to her face and her husband who used to beat her up constantly. She states that she usually has a seizure once per month. and states that the last time she was in emergency room was in August of 2023. She denies being hospitalized. Her postictal symptoms include sleepiness, comma, decreased memory, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, and feeling lost. She is presently on Keppra 500 milligrams BID and was diagnosed with petit mal seizures / absence seizures with questionable early Parkinson's disease. She states her MRIs and CT scans of her head have been negative. The claimant has fractured her teeth secondary to a seizure where she fell over and fractured her front teeth. Allegations number 3, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that since 2021, she has had nodular thyroid disease. She denies any surgery, radiation, and states that when she did have the nodular disease, she was very nervous. The claimant states she was placed on another medication to help destroy her thyroid, but she does not recall the name of it. At the present time, she's on level thyroxine, 125 micrograms QD. She states her levels are fairly well controlled, and she has been monitored for her condition. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or button her clothes at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Sepulveda. She is on no medications for pain and does very minimal physical activity. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. She does no other physical activity. Family history. Her mother died of leukemia. She has a grandmother who had Alzheimer's disease. There is also a grandfather who had colon cancer and anxiety disorder, along with coronary artery disease and diabetes mellitus. She has a family history of myocardial infarction as well. Medications. Levetiracetam, 500 milligrams BID, aprazolam, 2 milligrams BID, doxepin hydrochloride, 100 milligrams QD, tacrolimus, 0.1% ointment, mupirocin ointment, 2% to affected areas, olanzapine, 10 milligrams QHS, level thyroxine, 125 micrograms QD, venlafaxine, ER, 150 milligrams QD, Linzess, 290 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine pamelate, 25 milligrams QD, Ozempic, 2 milligrams / 3 milliliters, 0.25 milligrams QE, Dupixent, 300 milligrams / 2 milliliters, one injection every other week for her skin condition. Medical problems. Prurigo nodularis skin condition with pustulas, seizure disorder secondary to questionable petite mal seizures / absent seizures. Diabetes mellitus type 2. Anxiety / depression / schizophrenia / bipolar disease. The schizophrenia has been resolved. Hypothyroidism. Urinary incontinence. Major surgeries, cholecystectomy on July the 4th, 2017. Endometriosis of the pelvis, operated July the 8th, 2018. Severe dog bite to the face with reconstruction of the face. Fracture of the right side of the face, secondary to an accident with reconstruction. Carpal tunnel release syndrome bilaterally, 2004. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes every 2 months. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit. Weight 177 pounds. Height 5 feet 3 inches. BP 133 over 84 mmHg. Heart rate 97 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 95%. BMI 32. General. This is a 63-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a very poor historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant does appear to have a mild Parkinson's disease with tremor of the legs and slow movement. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic traumatic head with evidence of multiple lacerations to her face, secondary to a dog bite. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have a fracture of the front tooth and a missing tooth secondary to falling on her facial area. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does not wear glasses. Could you please drop down to skin lesions? The claimant has multiple pustulas and old scars from infections all over her body with nodules. Some are partially healed and the others are not. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent, and her mood was flat for the time. She did not have clear thought processes, and her memory was fair to poor. Concentration was fair, but she was not oriented to time, place, person, and situation, and appeared to be somewhat confused. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for decreased extraocular movements, which did not appear to be intact at this time. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was fair, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romber sign was negative. Can you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. The claimant has a constant tremor of her legs and slow speech, consistent with Parkinson's disease. She does have also a mild drooping of the right side of her lower chin area. And has had reconstruction secondary to a dog bite. Straight leg. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory exam was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range in motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with ease. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as walking at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She does not require an assistive device at this time, but may need one in the near future. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for extraocular movements, which include 3, 4, and 6. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were +2 and normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. The claimant does have a constant tremor of her legs and of her hands, which either is coming from her antipsychotic medication or from an early Parkinson's disease. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal. X-ray of the cervical spine. No acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks fairly well. there is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a possible early Parkinson's disease versus side effects of antipsychotic medications. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk fairly normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity, but does have some problems with extraocular movements. She is not able to communicate very well at this time and does have very poor memory and decreased cognitive function, but has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment except for these conditions. Probable diagnoses: anxiety / depression / bipolar disorder. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant also has decreased memory and decreased cognitive function as well. Allegation number two, seizure disorder. The claimant is a very poor historian. She says she has absent seizures and possible petite mal seizures. She may very well have grand mal seizures as well. She has had trauma to her face and has had multiple trauma to her head secondary to domestic violence. Her condition is being treated at this time and appears to be fairly stable. Allegation number three, hypothyroidism. Nodular, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Zulema Espinosa.